Joining us right now in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair is Commissioner Michelle Siegel, Commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection. By the way, she will take phone calls, 888-574-2723. Commissioner, we know next week is tax-free week in Connecticut. What's involved? Give us some of the parameters.
Absolutely. So this is a great time to start thinking about retail sort of shopping tips. You'll want to go to the Department of Revenue Services website for all the details, but basically it starts on Sunday, August 20th, and it goes through the following week, August 26th.
How does it work?
So basically the sales tax for items, most items under $100 now is being waived essentially. So you don't have to pay that tax during this tax-free week. And so it's a great time, obviously, back to school shopping, although my kids are in denial. It is that time of year again for that. So this is a time when a lot of people are out there doing shopping. And so in addition to getting those items you need, you can now take advantage of this tax holiday.
Now, why is it important to be talking about retail warnings here in the month of August?
Well, in part, just for the reasons we're talking about, this is a time with back-to-school shopping, with tax-free week coming up, where people are more often than not going to be out there and doing some shopping. So this is a really timely topic. Of course, any time of year, you want to be thoughtful in how you go about doing your shopping. But, you know, right now it's probably front of mind as everybody's got some shopping to do.
What about the advertising? Is there anything that we should know about the advertising? You know, Dan and I, we know who we're advertising and what we're advertising. So we don't have a problem. But there are problems out there from time to time.
Absolutely. So what's always important, I mean, the whole purpose of advertising is to get you really excited
Absolutely.
About a product and to go out there. And there's a certain amount, it's known as puffing, of exaggeration or really kind of, well, puffing of a product that companies are allowed to do. So just always keep in mind that they are trying to sell you something. So you need to take a step back and think, do I need this product? Is it going to do what I need it to do? Do some searching, compare prices at different places, read some reviews. So that's always important. Also, you'll sometimes see something that sounds really exciting and it'll say limited quantities available or something like that. That often means there are, in fact, very limited quantities available, so you may very well find yourself at the store not being able to buy the product that you had in your mind and now being encouraged to buy a similar product. So just be prepared that that can occur, and as long as you think ahead of time, what is it I need, how much am I willing to spend, and read some reviews, you should be in good shape.
Now, on the tax-free week, and this might fall more under the domain of DRS, but on the tax-free week, if something is, let's say, selling for $400, are you taxed on the entire $400, or is that first $100 exempt because we have this $100 exemption this week?
As I understand it, and definitely double-check with the Revenue Services website, you would pay the full tax. The entire item has to be under $100
okay.
for the break to occur. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Fair question there. Now, what are some of the misleading ads we might get during tax-free week?
I don't know that you'll have any ads specific to tax-free week, but any time you always have to be cautious of advertising. Are they exaggerating what the product is going to do or its quality? So you just always want to look very carefully, look at what is it you're getting. For bigger items in particular, look at things like the warranty. What are the return policies? If it's something, you know, you may be buying a new computer. Well, what happens if it breaks? Are they going to give you a replacement? Can you just bring it right back to the store? Do you have to ship it somewhere? So all those types of things you'll just really want to keep in mind.
Is it mostly, you know, you mentioned ages. On a tax-free week like this, do you get a lot of younger folks coming in to buy?
I think, you know, for kids going off to college, a lot of their needs are going to be above that $100. They may need refrigerators and computers or things along those lines, but it's really a whole mix. It's often for things like clothing, shoes, those types of really basic needs where you're not buying the expensive name brand, but you're just buying your basic less than $100 kind of core needs. And it can really cross the range. It's going to be parents going there because their kid's off to kindergarten
right.
for the first time, and it may be some college students looking to refresh their wardrobe.
So, and we're talking with Commissioner Michelle Siegel, Commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection. Let's talk about large purchases. What should people know if they're going to make a large purchase?
Well, first and foremost, by definition, these are more significant purchases, so you want to do your homework more carefully than you would with others because more is at stake. So certainly look at the quality. Again, read some reviews and make sure it's going to perform the way you expect it to. Look at the terms of the warranty. That's always an important thing to be thinking about. A lot of places will offer an extended warranty now for these expensive products.
How long?
It can really vary, and so that's something you really want to look at. Right. Do I need a warranty going out this far? Is what they're charging me really worth it at that point? And often they get presented to you right as you're about to pay. So don't be afraid to step out of line, read that extended warranty, give it some thought. You shouldn't feel pressured to buy this extended warranty if you don't think it's going to be right. So that's something to keep in mind. Another thing with large purchases, people often want bargains, and you may look to buy it used or try to buy it online, and that's a place to really be cautious. How much is the seller going to stand by that product, or are you buying this as is? And really, yes, you maybe saved yourself $100, but that doesn't do you any good if the product breaks down a week later and you have no real commitment from the seller that they're going to stand by that. So that's another area to really be cautious and know who you're buying from and what's their commitment to stand by the product.
What about if they're offering a huge rebate on a product? What should we know about that?
So rebates can be great. They can be a good way to save money. But the reality with rebates and why businesses offer them is most people don't take advantage of them. In fact, it's not allowed for companies to advertise the price as the after rebate price. They need to advertise it as the other price because the reality is everybody has the best intentions. There's this $25 rebate. I'm going to go right home and do that. And then you get home and your life goes on. And a month later, you see the thing and realize the deadline passed. I had to mail in my rebate within a week. So with rebates, really kind of be honest with yourself. Am I going to follow through and do this? And if so, what is the deadline? What do I have to save my receipt? Do I need to cut something off the box before I get rid of it to prove that I bought this product? So those are all important things, and just kind of be aware. Most people forget to follow through, so keep that in mind when you're calculating that rebate into your thinking.
Commissioner, this might seem like a strange question, but I have heard from time to time over the years that the tax cuts, what they cut, you know, for us, really doesn't stimulate growth that much. Is that true or not, or is that just a rumor?
Well, you're probably better off talking to an economist on the sort of nuances of tax policy. There's obviously a lot of debate as to where is the ultimate, you know, the best point to have taxes in order to bring in revenue. That is how the government gets most of its revenue, but at the same time not dampen business. And I'm sure there's, like anything, a point where you go too far in either direction, that's not optimal. But
well, I read where the tax-free week costs the state of Connecticut roughly $4 million plus a year as far as the tax-free.
$4 million.
They give up about $4-plus million dollars that week, but they're still going forward with it. Commissioner, well, you know, a lot of times we see these ads, particularly in the Sunday flyers, rewards, points, coupons. What do we know about that? What should we know about that?
So that's another good thing where, again, if you can take advantage, you may be able to get a good deal for yourself. But the reality is there's often exceptions. I think all of us who've dealt with that, for example, with airlines, you realize the blackout dates cover any date you want to fly, so it becomes a challenge. So, again, look at what those are and what are all the exceptions and what are all the rules. Can you combine them with other sales, those types of things, and just be sure you understand, is it as exciting of a deal as it may initially seem like.
What about shopping online? What should we know about when we shop online? Which Brad Davis doesn't do, by the way.
Never.
Really? Well, a lot of the same things when you go into a retail store. Be sure you understand the price, the quality of the product. Their return policies can often be a little bit more nuanced. You always, again, want to be sure you know who's at the other end of that online transaction. When it's a brick-and-mortar store, you have a physical place to go back to. When it's virtual, you don't. So you'll want to make sure you're really comfortable with who you're doing business with. And, again, understand. Also, the other big thing is there's obviously shipping costs associated with an online purchase. For the most part, sometimes you will buy for a big online store that has physical presence and they'll let you pick it up, which may become a good option for you if the shipping costs are such. But be sure to consider that in your calculations. So you may see a great online deal and not realize they're going to tack on $50 shipping charge, which at the end of the day, you're better off driving somewhere and paying an extra $25 for the product. So really the big things, make sure you know who you're dealing with. Make sure you understand how the shipping costs are going to fit into things and understand the return policies.
I don't know if this is a scam, but as long as you're here, I'm going to tell you about it. And I wasn't home when it happened, but someone knocked on our door. We didn't let them in the house. I would have asked for their license, first of all, if it was me. But they were out there, wouldn't let them in, out there claiming, you need a new roof. We don't. You need a new roof. We can put it on. We'll show you ways that you can demonstrate to the insurance company, your homeowner's insurance, that they'll pay for it, that you need a new roof. Huh. Sound like a scam to you?
Yes. So that has all the markings of a scam. And you know, two things you said are exactly right. One, don't let them into your house. And two, ask for their license. But that's a very common scam, unfortunately, is to get people concerned. You all of a sudden somebody shows up at your door, you may feel a little intimidated, especially if you live alone, and say, oh, I was, you know, doing some roof work on your neighbor's house, and I noticed your roof has this huge thing, you know, rainwater gets in there, you're going to get mold, it's going to be a huge problem, but I'm right here, I can fix it for you, and then, you know, your insurance company will pay for it, don't worry.
Those are almost the words, exactly.
Really? It's a common, it's certainly a common script, and we can certainly sit here now and be like, of course this is a scam, but when somebody shows up and they kind of get you a little frightened that, oh my God, am I going to get mold and lose my, you know, have my house turn into a nightmare. But here's the thing, the likelihood that your house is about to, you know, your roof's going to collapse right then and there and by good luck this guy caught it just in time is infinitesimally small. So take your time, call somebody you trust. Find a contractor who's, yes, registered or for a home improvement contractor with us. Have them look at your roof and tell you. Get two or three opinions if you need. Don't feel pressured to hire the guy who came knocking on your door because, yes, that's a hallmark of a scam.
But, Dan, I didn't mention this to you, but I should have. Yesterday when I opened my mail, I had a postcard and a letter from out of state about getting my car checked for this and that, and I bought the car right over, you know where,
right,
at Monaco's.
Yeah.
So what do they want it in California for or here? I mean, it was a scam through the mail. Unbelievable.
They will come to you through your computer. They'll come through your mail. They'll show up at your door. They'll call you on the phone. So absolutely, if you reach out to the business, then you have a much better comfort level that you know who you're dealing with. So, yes, call Monaco or call whoever your caller dealer is and said, I got this. Is this true? And then you can get it.
We've got about 30 seconds left. What about the old driveway paving scams? What should we know about those?
Very similar to the roofing scam. So it may very well be you may be sitting there with a driveway that needs to be paved, but call around, find contractors, make sure they're registered with us. Get some referrals. Do it on your own timetable and do it in a way you're comfortable. Never feel pressured by somebody showing up at your door. And the common story you'll hear is, I was just doing this paving job. I've got some extra on my truck. I can give you a great deal. It's not that often that you just have the good fortune that somebody's driving by available to pave you for a good deal right when you need it. So do some more heat research.
Commissioner Michelle Seagal, Commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection, who comes in and sits down with Dan and myself once a month.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a million.